I don't know why I didn't try the Lord many years ago. It would have saved me so much misery. My foolish mind couldn't find what it was really looking for. Now it's a good life living for the Lord.
It's a Good Life, a program brought to you by Lewis Woodard Ministries of Fruitland Park, Florida. I'm your speaker, Lewis Woodard. Let me invite you to stay with me for these next few minutes for Bible study, fellowship, and prayer. Why? Because it's a good life. What a privilege it is once again to be able to share with you the Word of God. Today we're going to look at Matthew chapter 22, guests for the wedding feast. Now the grand design of God is to make a marriage for His Son. And we know that that's going to take place, and our Lord Jesus is waiting for His bride, the church. And there must be a feast at this wedding, and of course the Bible calls it the marriage supper. In chapter 22 of Matthew, Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king, which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come." Now the first invitation that God sent out for His Son for a bride was refused, according to verse 3. It was not because it involved suffering, because it was a wedding feast to which they were bidden, according to verse 3. And we see that today as we look back throughout the life of Christ, how that He kept calling for His people, the Jewish people, to come to Him and receive what He had for them, but they kept refusing. They would not come. And we see that the invitation, according to these verses that we're reading here today, according to this invitation, it was refused because there was inadequate preparation. It wasn't because of that. The wedding was ready, according to verse 4. It says, "And again, He sent forth other servants, saying, Tell them which are bidden, Behold, I have prepared my dinner." And everything was ready. And the verse goes on to say, "Behold, I have prepared my dinner, my oxen, my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage." He invites people. He was inviting people in these verses to come to the marriage, but they refused. Now, the invitation was refused because they were not fit for the high joy. In other words, they weren't ready for it. They were not loyal to their king, according to this parable. In chapter 5, in the first part, it says, "But they made light of it." In other words, they made fun of it. And that reminds me, as we go out today as saved people and we witness for the Lord, some people actually laugh at us. They think we're crazy because we're inviting them to come to the marriage supper. In other words, we're inviting them to get saved. We're inviting them to trust Jesus as Savior. And also we see that these people, as in our chapter that we're reading in chapter 22 of Matthew, these people were wrapped up in self-interest. They thought more of doing other things than to do the things that the king in this chapter had bid them to do. He was bidding them to come. He was inviting them to come to the marriage supper, to the feast. In verse 5, in the last part of that verse, let's read the whole thing again. "But they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise." In other words, they had other things on their minds. They would rather do the things of the world than to do the things that they were bidden to do, which wouldn't cost them anything. They didn't have to pay anything for this supper. They were invited to come. We see that as we study the Word of God and we listen to God's Word, listen to God, love must reign. Mercy must be glorious. Christ must reveal His grace, otherwise He has no joy of His union with mankind. And He has revealed all of those things in His Word. His grace, His joy, and the union with mankind. He came to seek and to save those who were lost. Well, the commission, after these people refused to come, the commission, according to chapter 22 of Matthew, the commission was enlarged. Disappointment must arouse activity and enterprise. In verse 9, the Bible tells us, "Go ye therefore into the highways." Go ye. Go ye. Disappointment suggests changes of a sphere here. In other words, quit going to where you've gone and go to a different place. If these people don't listen to you, then go to another place is what the Lord is telling us in this parable. Disappointment suggests changes of sphere. In other words, changes of location. He says in verse 9, go into the highways. Go to the highways. And as we look on, we see in verse 9 that a keen outlook is to be kept, as many as ye shall find, according to verse 9. Keep looking. Don't get discouraged, but keep on going. Publicity is to be courted. In other words, let it be known. They went out into the highways, according to verse 10. Well, the new mission was fulfilled. In other words, they went out first and nobody would receive them. Nobody would pay attention to them. They were too busy. They had things to do. But then they were told, well, go someplace else. Go into the highways and let it be known that you're looking for people to come into this wedding feast. The new mission was fulfilled. The former servants who had escaped death went out again. You see, these people, they first went out. There was actually people who killed them, according to this parable. Just as our Savior was put to death on the cross. People refused to receive what He had for them as He walked this earth, and He was put to death. They would not come to the wedding feast. They would not receive Him as their Savior. And as we see reading into this chapter, chapter 22 of Matthew, how that servants were killed. But some of them escaped. And they went out at once after they were told to go out again. It was not an hour later, nothing could be left or unused. In other words, the time was short, and they were told to go out right then, and they went out right then. You and I, as saved people, we're to go out now. Now is the accepted time. People need to get saved now, because people are not promised tomorrow. The Bible says, what is your life? It's even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away. So we need to do it at once, not only as saved people going out to tell the lost world, but those people who are lost need to respond right now at once. Well, these people in Matthew chapter 22 pointed out all they met to one sinner. They pointed it out. It says, in other words, so those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. In other words, they pointed them to the right place. They pointed them where they were supposed to go. You and I save people today. Now we are to appoint or point people in the right direction. And we see, according to this parable that Jesus was speaking here, we see that they welcomed all sorts of characters. In verse 10, it says, as many as they found. They didn't make any difference in who it was. They invited everybody. And we're to invite everybody. Jesus invited everybody. He said, all may come. And in fact, He says, no man cometh to the Father but by Me. And He says, as many as received Him, to them gave He eternal life. So we see that Jesus turns no one away, just as these people who went out into the highways to bid people to come to the marriage supper, to the feast, we see that they turned no one away. They invited everyone. And then we see that, unlike the first invitation that went out, that in verse 10 they found people willing to come to this feast. Thomas Adams said this, "The wicked, for the slight breakfast of this world, lose the Lamb's supper of glory." According to Revelation 19 and 9. And where these four things occur, they make a perfect feast. A good time, this is eternity. A good place, this is heaven. A good company, the saints. Good cheer, this is glory. And this is what we have to look forward to. We need to look forward to the time when we will be spending our time with the Lord. And John Wesley said this, the devil does not like field preaching. And he said, neither do I. I love a commodious room, a soft cushion, a handsome pulpit. But where is my zeal if I do not trample all these underfoot in order to save one more soul? We get complacent as Christians. We do not go. We do not ask people to be saved. Why? Because maybe we get discouraged. Maybe it's not something that we think about. Maybe we don't read the Bible. Maybe we're just simply not listening to the voice of the Lord. But we need to go out. We need to quit being so comfortable. And we need to place the things of God first in our lives. And the first thing we need to place there is winning souls for Him. We need fresh hearers today. The newer the news to any man, the more likely he is to regard it as good news. That means not only going in our areas to receive and to let people know who have never heard the gospel before, to tell them about the good news of Jesus. And it also means to go out into the world, sending missionaries, going places that we cannot possibly go, sending them in our stead to win others to the Lord Jesus Christ. Are you saved today? Do you know Christ as your Savior? He bids you to come to the marriage feast. It's ready. We're just waiting till when He says, come up hither. We're waiting till when we are sitting around that table with our Lord. We are the bride. He's the bridegroom. And thank God that each person listening today can have a part in that great feast by saying, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. If you'll pray a prayer today and ask Him to save you, turn from your sin, being willing to turn and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Come into my heart. I receive you as my Savior. If you'll do that, He'll save you today. And if you are saved and you're not living for Him, may I invite you to do so right now. You too can repent, not to be saved again, but because you are saved. The Bible says that we, children of God, confess our sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If you'll ask His forgiveness today, Lord, forgive me for not going out and inviting others to you, to the marriage supper. Forgive me, Lord, for not serving you. I want to serve you from this day forth. If you'll pray that prayer, God will forgive you and He'll use you in His service. Thank you for joining me today, and let me remind you that you can get a free transcript of this program and other programs of It's a Good Life by going to lrwm.org. That's lrwm.org. Or you can write to me, Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. That's Lewis Woodard, 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731.
You've been listening to It's a Good Life Radio. To request a free transcript of this program, you can write to Dr. Woodard at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Visit our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We know you will be blessed. This program is listener supported. Support your local church first. Any gifts to support this ministry can be sent to LRWM at 497 Judith Avenue, Fruitland Park, Florida, 34731. Until next time, this is Doug Anderson reminding you, it's a good life living for the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.